philosophies in my experience and my experiment.
Greetings, fellow humans. I am at that point of my creative cycle, and I guess my normal cycle, well, monthly cycle, where I tend to go introspective. It's like the winter of my seasons. And that means, you know, it's that point in time where I go and I start questioning things and I start pruning, you know, I start doubting, questioning. It's kind of a dark, ominous period. Not too dark and ominous, but it does often, I end up with a bit of anxiety at this time. A lot of questioning, a lot of like, I see it as in, as if I'm like trimming, you know, like pruning the roses in winter. Do you prune roses in winter? I think you do. You know, that's what it feels like. And it's introspective. I don't necessarily want to be out in the world. I just want space. And I haven't had space because there's just been a lot going on for me. A lot work-wise. I've got a show that I've been producing. It's been a long time coming and it's finally live, but we're still working on it while it's live. So I'm still editing and, you know, so there's a kind of, I'm on when it comes to that. I have had a lot of voiceover work. There's been a big surge of work coming in for me to record. So there's been that. There's also been, I'm working on another show that's just in the early phases. And so there's some stuff with that. There's frequency. There's all my regular coaching clients. And then on top of that, I've got, my daughter's been having some problems at school. And so that stuff weighs really heavily on me. And I actually feel like, you know, I'm very aware. I want to have so many conversations about human design, but I don't think that this is the platform for it, because I don't want to get into this techno jargon that, you know, that you can't relate to. But essentially, my daughter is a fifth line, which means that she can often, we find ourselves in the projection field, which means that often when something comes up for her, I can't not, you know, like be projecting my own stuff on her, and I'm very aware of that. But these issues that she's been having, they trigger a lot of stuff in me and my own childhood. And so it's been quite difficult. And anyway, we've come up with some strategies in there. They seem to be working for now. So she's back. She was in school, full school refusal, and, you know, hasn't been wanting to go to school. And I'm not one to force, because, like, hello, consent. And children should be able to have consent. And yeah, there are things, you know, there are things, times where we have to show up and we don't necessarily want to. But also I believe in giving children some autonomy. And, you know, and if she really is desperately upset, I'm going to, you know, accommodate for that. And so there's all of that going on. And then also this deep desire within me for spaciousness. I haven't been to the beach for, fuck, I don't even know, like quite a while. And, you know, I've been still working out, but I haven't had this, like, spaciousness. on Sunday I did, and actually it felt quite spacious last week. This is the interesting thing. I still had all this stuff on, but it felt spacious. And I was in creative flow, and I painted my stairs a big rainbow, which you can see on Instagram. It was so much fun. I love doing shit like that. And, you know, and then like 2 days later, I feel like I'm just, or a day later, my cycle has switched and I'm all of a sudden, it's actually so interesting because I think about the seasons and here, right? Like where I live in around Byron Bay, there's not like, well, I used to think there wasn't distinct seasons. There was, you know, summer was definitely summer, but winter, there was not really a winter. And the blend, you know, where I grew up in Melbourne, the seasons were very distinct, but then also you could have four seasons in one day. So it was a bit of a clusterfuck actually, you know, but summer you could have like 45 degrees. And then the next, I remember filling up I bought a like big hexagon, I think it was, or octagonal pool. That you could fill up, and it had like a roof thing that went over and it had sprinkles, and it was like 45 degrees or something ridiculous like that. And I went out and paid $330 or something for this pool, and I put it up in my backyard, and by the time I'd filled it, it wasn't very deep, it was fucking like 20 degrees. And I said to my friend, we'd cut up watermelon and we're going to spend the afternoon in this pool, and then it like dropped 25 degrees in like an hour. And and I was like, you're getting in that fucking pool. It cost me $330. So we were sitting in this pool, shaking, eating watermelon. You know, so Melbourne has distinct seasons. Like you're not going to get a 45 degree day in July. And our seasons here are actually more pronounced, but they're subtler. So, but what I have noticed is like, there is a distinct shift and it happens overnight. When summer turns into autumn, you know, it's like all of a sudden you wake up in the morning and there's a freshness in the air that wasn't there the day before. And then, you know, it slowly, slowly, slowly turns into winter, but there is again another distinct shift, or less so for winter. But then when we move out of winter into spring, there's a shift, and then into summer, spring to summer, there's also a distinct shift, and it can happen in a matter of hours. All of a sudden you've gone from summer and now, oh, here we are, we're in autumn. And you know, and I feel like that's what happens to me, is like, you know, I'm in summer and I'm just like out there and I'm like, yeah, feeling really good, feeling magnetic, feeling like I've got so much inspiration inside me and creativity, and I just want to make shit and see people. And then all of a sudden the shift happens, and the next morning I wake up and I'm all introspective and want the space. And yeah, and it's frustrating when I can't have it, because you know, like this week, it was like yesterday I was just totally overwhelmed. My to-do list was like just fucking out of control, and I'm not really a to-do list kind of person, but I do have priorities. You know, I'm running a business, so there's things that I have to remember to do. I have to remember to respond to that person, and my brain is kind of like a bit of a sieve. So unless I've written that shit down, you know, the chances are very high that I will forget, and then that'll be something that wakes me up in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. and I'm like, fuck, I haven't done that, you know. So I do have like a working list of tasks that I have to do that I work through, and then I transfer them to the next day if I need to. And then, you know, I really try to, and I'm quite strong in this, having boundaries around my space, making sure that, you know, I have enough time alone, making sure I have adequate rest, making sure that there's, you know, that I've carved out time to make something or do nothing. Doesn't matter what I do in that space, just that I have it available to me. And I guess it just hasn't felt available to me this week. But today, you know, Monday, I had my daughter home with me and I went through and I caught up on all my accounts and chased up, you know, like it was just one of those really heady money days, you know. And through doing that, it also triggered this place, which actually I was talking to Kelly about it, and we call it like I'm not sure it's everyone, but there's this like irritating interim where as a business owner, there is often times where there's cash flow issues, and I've spoken about that a lot over the podcast life because sometimes they've been really big, you know, sometimes it's been all consuming, the cash flow issues. And I could see myself while I was doing all my accounting, I could see that there was this, I was in this interim again, where it's not as bad as it used to be. But I could feel that ominous feeling of impending doom looming, if you know what I mean. And it kind of freaked me out. So on top of like all of this stress and all of this stuff I've got to do and all, like just feeling like I'm really kind of overwhelmed, and then having my daughter home because she's having issues, and then taking all that on board, and then on top of that, you know, doing my accounts and seeing that, whoa, okay, so there's a lot of money coming my way, but it hasn't landed yet. And there's this period where, you know, it's like, oh, I don't know if I can breathe. And yesterday I just kind of realized, like, it's like, I feel like I'm just not really that available anymore. Like, this story is done of the stealing from Peter to feed Paul. It's done, right? Like, I'm done with that. And I have moved into this space of more spaciousness when it comes to my finances, as in, like, there's just been more ease, you know? And I haven't come up against, like, I've been very buoyant, I guess is the word, when it comes to finances recently. And I think, like, just getting a glimpse into what it was like when I was already in this state of overwhelm and stress and all that kind of shit, it just kind of tipped me over the edge. And so I spent a bit of time crying yesterday and thinking about, like, where I find myself and that introspection and that questioning and that, is this what I want to be doing? You know, like, what am I available for? Just coming back to that. And anyway, today I've woken up. We came up with some strategies for the kiddo. I'm just going to turn around. Hopefully it's not too windy. I know it's not too bad. But the hair isn't blowing in my face anymore, so that is a welcome relief. What was I saying? So like coming back into that introspection, asking myself, you know, I feel like it's actually, I did a little bit of an Instagram story about this yesterday. You know, some days I feel like the rose, you know, like the rose that's about to bloom, and it's like, it's magical and it's beautiful and it smells amazing. And then other times I feel like the shit that's fertilizing the roses. But even the shit that's fertilizing the roses is in service of the rose, right? Even the death of the rose is in service of the plant. So it's like, I don't know, it's just about, sometimes I feel like it's just about recognizing these patterns, recognizing these seasons, recognizing these cycles that we move through, whether they are, you know, your monthly cycle, your creative cycle, as a human design, from a human design perspective, knowing what your emotional cycle is, if you're emotionally defined, if you have a defined solar plexus, knowing what those cycles are within you can really help you to, you know, see them for what they are, which is opportunities for growth, right? That the shit in the cycle is there to help fertilize and to grow new life. You know, the same with the death cycle, it's there for the same purpose. And the budding cycle is there, you know, where we're out there and we're just enjoying the sun. You know, it all has a greater purpose. And none of it is actually about you and your adequacy or your inadequacy or your value or, you know, even, you know, like we tie this all into it. Like, I can't stick with things, you know? Well, maybe, or maybe you're just going through that part of the cycle where it is time to rejuvenate, renew, you know, prune back, so that you can grow new life. It might not actually be something wrong with you, but just part of a cycle. So that's where I am today. I have much more spaciousness in my day today. I've got a few things I've got to do, but it feels more like I can be where I'm meant to be at this point in time for me. So, all right, that's it from me today. Until next time, I'm Carly Nimmo. Peace out.
Carlos of Bees, I'm Carly Nimmo.